Just a fragment of myself. There was nothing left that I could lose. Took a while, but I made it through. If I could show you the hell I'm into, without becoming where I had to be, without the truth I was supposed to see, I may have never found my way to you. And all those things that I was made to feel, it doesn't matter if they're right or real, my heart was still splitting in two. Summer days were like a dream, woke me from a restless sleep, made me quiet, had me weak. And all the world and all the love of all the world came rushing to me.
On CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hungarian-speaking Musqueam people in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard Summer Song by Angel Olsen off of Whole New Mess, her brand new album. Because summer is summer is over. Music is over, according to Shitlord Fuckerman. And summer is over, according to me, Dork, the host of Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thank you so much for tuning in. Teachable Moments, the show where we try to figure out what's hot, what's not. I don't know, I'm just a dork, but I will try. Today's definition word, cool, too cool for school. This is because school started today. campus is still shut down. A lot of classes are online. I know someone who's in class and there's no meetings or anything. It's just they send like readings, which seems pretty bad, but I'm not in school, so I don't know. But here at CITR, which is the student radio voice of UBC, the University of British Columbia, school is a pretty big deal because UBC is a school. It's when the exec come back and start doing things. It's when trainings start happening. It's when, usually when, I guess, the station gets more kind of lively. Probably not going to happen this year just because you can't touch anyone and can't be in a room with people. But, I mean, we can remember what school was like. I don't really know why apples are, like, so strongly associated with school. Maybe it's because it's, like, it must be because, like, you're supposed to give your teacher an apple. Call in if you ever gave your teacher an apple. Just kidding, don't. I can't answer it. Got you. You just got by me. Dork. So, yeah. To me, school starting means 101.9 FM, picking right back up. Obviously a little different this year, but we're doing our best, I think. Gonna move on from Summer Song to Maximum Airtime. This is one of Snail Gun's new songs. They have two new songs out, Maximum Airtimes and 100 Megahertz or 1,000 Megahertz. Some take her out of zero. The Megahertz one has a music video that's pretty cute. All the band members are tubing. I've never been tubing, but it looks pretty fun. Made me want to go. But this is Maximum Airtime. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Okay, you just heard We'll Find the Time Somewhere by Lucky off of their EP that they released earlier this year. We'll Find the Time. Just before that was Today or Tomorrow by Gal Grayson off of Fantasy Gardens, which came out last September, I guess about a year ago now. I like recently, for some reason, have just been listening to it a ton. And it's pretty, I'm not gonna lie, it's pretty good. And then opened that set with Maximum Airtime by Snailgun off of their new little EP, Snailgun. All right. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hencomenum-speaking Musqueam people in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Teachable Moments is just CITR's resident show of like, oh my god, what's cool? I don't know. Have you ever had that interaction with yourself? Great, me too. I'm Dork. I'm the host. I'm just really trying to figure out what the heck is cool. Today, Tuesday, September 8th. That's the date. Just confirming. Yes, it is. First day of school for UBC students. I'm going to also guess high schoolers and other people of schooling age. Cannot confirm that, though. Don't know any. Doesn't matter, because CITR is the University of British Columbia's radio station, not a middle school's, so I don't even care. But it's a big day. I mean, like, usually it's when the station and campus gets, like, all, like, ooh, bustly. Not the case this year, as can't touch anyone or be near them, but it's still a big day, I would say, like, emotionally and on an intellectual level. So it's just celebrating and recognizing that fact. Today's session were cool, too cool for school. I didn't particularly like school. I'm not going to lie, I wasn't the best student, although I do appreciate the privilege of getting to go a lot. I'm very, very lucky. But, I mean, like, school is, like, interesting. I feel like when people say school, or, like, when I say school, I, like, typically do think of, like, an elementary school or, like, a middle school or something. I don't really think of a university, although, obviously, university is, like, a type of school. But it does really feel very, it feels like very, like, juvenile. It's because it's not. Like, obviously there are adults in school. But it feels like a throwback. Whenever I think of school, I think of, like, being 8 and, like, laying out my first day of school outfit. And, like, getting all my, like, school supplies. And, like, it's very nostalgic, I guess. It feels very distant. And, like, the experience of being in university was very, very different, I guess, obviously. But it's school is, yeah. School is just, like, a nostalgic place, I think. I'm going to move on to a new song. This is Out of Touch by What off of their album Now. I love this band name and album title combo because whenever you say it, it's like, ugh, what now? But it usually is like, what now? Because it's so good. Okay, this is Out of Touch. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
There is currently no vaccine to prevent coronavirus disease 2019 or COVID-19. You can protect yourself and help prevent spreading the virus to others if you
wash your hands regularly for 20 seconds with soap and water or alcohol-based hand rub.
Cover your nose and mouth with a disposable tissue or flexed elbow when you cough or sneeze.
Avoid close contact, 1 meter or 3 feet, with people who are unwell.
Stay home and self-isolate from others in the household if you feel unwell.
Don't touch your eyes, nose, or mouth if your hands are not clean.
Monitor yourself for common symptoms of COVID-19, like a fever, cough, or shortness of breath.
Call a health professional if you're experiencing these symptoms.
What's up? You just heard Sick of You by SBDC off of their forthcoming album, The Feeling of Winning. They had a little, not little, they had like a record release live stream yesterday on Instagram where they played some of the good tunes from the album. And that's the one single that is out right now, Sick of You. Just before that, you heard Out of Touch by What off of their album Now, which came out in February of this year. The Fun Drive finale, which is one of CATR's like bigger shows, kind of also doubled as the album release for that album. So it holds a very special place in CATR's heart and soul. Speaking of big CATR events, this weekend was Victory Square Watch Party, which was like the virtual version of Victory Square Block Party. And I don't know if you tuned in, but it was pretty cute. The chat was really, chat was really going off on Twitch. So thank you for, thanks for watching, dear everyone who did. And thank you so much for listening. You, specific person listening right now. You know that meme that's like, wow, they're beautiful, and then it's like, who? And then you're like, the person reading this. That, but listening to this right now on CATR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Teachable Moments, the show where we just figure out what the heck is hot and what the heck is not. I don't know what's cool. I've never known what's cool. I'm freezing right now. But that's neither here nor there. Today's episode we're cool, too cool for school. Usually I feel like I talk about, on Teachable Moments, we talk about, like, authenticity. But today we're literally talking about being too school for school and being in school because today is the first day of classes at UBC. Oh my God. I didn't really want to get into this earlier, but school is really, really interesting because it's essentially childcare. Like it's like, okay, yeah, like we now, like there's like a government kind of like funded mandatory thing that happens for like 6 hours every day that like kids have to go to. So that like, yeah, like they learn stuff, but, it's mainly so that they have somewhere to be, but also so that they have like an opportunity to like develop being like socially intelligent people. Like that's the interesting thing about school. Like, yeah, cool. Like, you can like do like 2 + 4 or whatever. I like did that in my brain really fast and I was like 7 and I was like, that's wrong. But it's like, no, like the valuable things that you learn there are like teamwork and like sharing and like navigating like situations autonomously and like kind of your idea of like what positive social interaction is, like what you like want out of social relationships and like stuff like that, and also like how to function as like a productive member of a capitalist society. So it's a really I have a little sister who's 16 right now, and she's gonna take the SATs, and she's like, ugh, like I don't know all this stuff or whatever, and it's like, yeah, but dude, like you're a person who like can interact with people in like a kind way, and like that's actually what matters, and like that's kind of like the point of you being in school, kind of. I don't know, but that's some of my thoughts on school. School, pretty cool. Gonna move on to Are You Still There by Nice Apple off of This Time. Nice Apple is auto-cathecting. Something you do at school is gossip, if you're me. or it's not something you do at school if you're not a nosy, gossy person like myself. I'm just a dork. I'm just a teenage dork bag. Okay, this is Are You Still There on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Don't listen to the things I say. I'm just a go-between to your answers.
Thank you.
What's up? You just heard Draw Truth by Pinch Librarian off of their demos, which came out earlier this year. I do know that they recently recorded some new stuff, and I hope that it comes out soon because I love that band so much. Just before Pinch, you heard Girl Friday's Public Bodies off of Androgynous Mary's. Girl Friday is out of LA. And this album came out, I want to say, in like April or something. Pretty good. 10 out of 10. Would recommend. I don't know if I would give it a 10 out of 10, but I would recommend it 10 out of 10. If that distinction makes sense. And then just for that, you heard Are You Still There by Nice Apple off of This Time. Nice Apple is auto-cathecting. Nearing the end of our show. Thank you so much for tuning in to Teachable Moments. Today's session were cool. Today's session were cool. Too cool for school. And there are numbers in there, so pretty cool, if I do say so myself. Do feel a little short on time, so I'm going to move right along. This is Carpool by Puzzlehead off of Big Sniff, which came out around this time last year. Mainly because when I was little, I carpooled to school. Because I wasn't too cool to go to school. I still went in a carpool with this guy who lived down the street from me. Anyway, this is Carpool. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Do you like that? How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
One, two, three.
Be there.
What's up? You just heard Cucaracha by Galore off of their album Galore out of San Fran, SF. I feel like there must be a cooler, I feel like there's a cooler way to say that. But doesn't matter because we've reached the end of our show. Thank you so much for listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. Just before Cucaracha, you heard Feel Alive, which is the opening track to Oblomov's Steady Drip of a Broken Spout, which came out this April, and then opened that set with Carpool by Puzzlehead off of Big Sniff. Teachable Moments is the show where we just really desperately try to figure out what's cool. It's, I guess, like an exercise in futility because I'm not qualified, but dang it, I'm trying. today's definition of the word cool, too cool for school. School just started, classes just opened here at UBC, so it's a pretty exciting time. Okay, I have one more song to close the show. This is Boy Boy by Oxed. They just released a retrospective called Along Ago, 1981 to 1989. A band out of Osaka, and they're just like cool and punk as hell, which as a dork I appreciate. Okay, this is Boy Boy by Oxed. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CATR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Hankamina-speaking Musqueam people. Catch you next week.